Yeah, great piece of music from those who can remember the old Airport series of movies. More on that a bit later on, because we're talking about airports, how we get in, how we get out at the moment. Meantime, Gerald Quigley, co-host of the House of Wellness, goes to air tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, right here on 6PR. Hello, GQ.
Hello, Tony. Good to chat to you, and a happy, happy Saturday night to you.
And it's lovely. Always great to have you on the program. We'll talk about tomorrow morning's House of Wellness program in just a tick. I have noticed, and I guess it's all part of NDIS, Gerald, where we have coffee in the morning. A lot of people are coming in with some wonderful people, and they're clearly being well and truly looked after in chairs, and it's fantastic that they are out and about. And I think that's certainly great for the program. But it led me to think more about those and families and those that have autistic young ones in their family. It can be challenging. Is challenging.
It is challenging, Tony, and there are some exciting developments in that field, and I want to just briefly link tonight cannabis and ASD, Autism Spectrum Disorder. So this is autism is a complex disorder, and there's very limited options, and there is a prescription medicine available, but it doesn't have particularly good side effects. So parents...
And is that a one-size... Fits all?
Yes,
medicine?
It is. A one size fits all. Mm. It's the indicated medication is called risperidone, and it is the prescription medicine for helping autistic children or children with autism become perhaps less disruptive and more socially connected. And that's why science is always on the lookout for better options. In that regard, there has been discovered a particular extract of cannabis. It's so generally safe, it's being used in children with autism. When we talk cannabis and medicinal cannabis, we talk about two things, Tony. We talk about CBD, which is really probably the most common ingredient, and the other troubling part is called THC, which is the mind-altering part. The particular extract here we're talking about, which has got a name called NTI-164, has got practically zero THC, so therefore safe in children, but loaded with cannabinoids. They've estimated and they've discovered over 146 actives in the cannabis plant. And if you've got low THC or the mind-altering stuff and high components of the others, where you see settling of nerve endings that are overexcited, so neuro-anti-inflammatories, then you see differences. And there's been a trial that's just been done at Monash Children's Hospital in Melbourne. And they had amazing results with children with autism spectrum disorder within 28 days.
Mm.
And this isn't just exciting. This is breathtakingly, spectacularly successful, where, in fact, at the end of the trial, the parents have insisted that the children be kept on because from a parent's perspective, they've got their children back and they don't want any interruptions. So there'll be further trials on this particular extract. There'll be lots of work being done in other aspects of nervous inflammation, so neuroinflammation. But the exciting part is this whole plant extract with practically no noticeable THC, which means the safety profile is higher. And it really gives enormous opportunities for the future, but for children. Mm. And I watched an interview with the head pediatric neurologist who said that the reason he went into medicine is probably, you know, it sounds very simplistic, but the reason a lot of us go into the health practitioner side is to make a difference to people's health and make a difference to families. And he said, I'm making a difference to families, and I am absolutely thrilled that I'm part of this. So the successful trial was beyond any initial plans and projections. So exciting new developments and just a terrific opportunity to perhaps understand the challenges that families that are coping as best they can with an autistic child can maybe have a little bit of hope for the future, bearing in mind that it disrupts the classroom, it disrupts home, it disrupts the family structure. And this has seen changes. It's quite breathtaking.
And imagine that it would be somewhat empowering for the child as well.
Most of these children lead a life which is a life by separation.
Mm.
And I've seen an interview with one child.
Life by separation.
Yes. I've seen an interview with one child who has been on this trial and has come through it brilliantly. And his mum said that when she went into the classroom a few years ago, the teacher said, look, there's a class there, but this is where your son sits over here. So he was made feel completely different because noises and lots of rapid action used to just cause him to get a bit angry, and that's all settled. And this child has basically come back into society, and it is just, it brings tears to your eyes, it really does.
Then begs the question, Gerald Quigley, as to why, and we've been talking about this now for some time, and there's been lots of data, certainly in the last 10 years, available, and yet it would appear that Australian governments tend to resist embracing it as much as we would hope they would.
The problem is that the most cannabis species have got this combination. And to make it safe, the particular levels of the THC component usually have to be synthetically altered. And as we've often discussed in herbal medicine, when you alter various components, you can alter the whole outcome and the activity and the actions of the plant. The part about this particular extract is that it's a whole plant that doesn't require any alteration. So it grows with practically zero of the potentially troubling THC, but very powerful CBDs. And there's CBD A and C and G and N. There's a whole string of them. And it's believed by the scientists that they work together to provide a synergistic effect. So this is a patented strain with a synergistic effect that is making a difference in one particular neuroinflammatory disorder, but potentially in many other neuroinflammatory disorders.
Gerald Quigley is co-host House of Wellness Goes to Air, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning right here on 6PR. It's almost as if you were to remove the word, the stigma associated or the notion associated with the word cannabis, to remove that, that maybe government and others would embrace it rather than think, hang on, we have all these people walking around with dreadlocks.
Well, and of course, that's silly, isn't it? And,
of course
and
it is.
Really is just probably a throwaway line that media love and big pharma loves. So we've just got to focus. We're all in the business to make a difference to outcomes. And if we focused on outcomes and we focused on making those fundamental changes to retain a family structure and help a child integrate into society far more effectively, then I think we've got something to be quite proud of. And this is perhaps the first instance where there's been clear evidence to show that with proper control, proper research, and there's another trial of 50 children starting very soon. There was 20 in this one. There'll be 50 in the next one, where they can basically replicate the results of the first trial.
Mm. Tomorrow morning on the program, Gerald, what should we tune in at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning?
We're going to be talking a couple of experts tomorrow. We've got one expert talking about vaping. Now, I don't know about over on your neck of the woods, Tony, but in Victoria, vaping in schools is big business, and a lot of it's illegal, and a lot of it's happening right in front of the authorities, and they don't quite know what to do. So we're going to talk about vaping and perhaps the issues involved in settling that down. You know, when you're a boy, I bet you used to slip out the back and have a couple of puffs on someone's cigarette. Did you ever do that?
Yeah, we did. A long time ago. And
well, now you've got the
dumb was that, though?
You've got the dealer of the vaping products now coming in and delivering directly into the playground for one of the children to distribute it to everybody else at a price.
And what age group are we talking?
We talk, well, usually early secondary school and up through secondary schools.
So 12, 13, 14, 15s.
Yes, that's where it's starting. So we've got to try and get an understanding of what's going on there and what we can do as parents and as health providers, how we get around this, whether it's education, whether it's regulation, no one really knows. The vaping is actually prescribed by doctors to people who cannot stop smoking. So all other factors have failed, you can get a prescription for an approved vaping product to gradually reduce your smoking numbers. The trouble is it's suddenly blown up into an illegal market. And in a lot of instances, no one really knows what's in the vaping product. So it's quite complex.
I had a catch-up lunch with Carl Langdon in the last week or so. And where we do the catch-up, there's a glass window. And the other side of the glass window are people smoking. And, of course, it pours in. It pours into the building. So you're trying to enjoy a beverage, conversation and a meal. But the residual smoke, and I'm thinking here we are in 2022. And people still choose to do that. You know, and there's all sorts of excuses for it, but gee, I find it more and more annoying, I guess.
Well, the cynics say, well, it's legal. And of course it's legal. There's a lot of things legal that aren't really good for you. And yet, when we look at the cost to the country of what smoking causes...
Billions of dollars.
Yes, but then the government say, well, hang on, there are billions in taxes that we collect as well. But but really, if there's an altruistic method, we should be really just somehow getting it all under control.
Gerald, always a pleasure. We will tune in from 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Hear more about the House of Wellness. May your football team go pretty well at some point.
Well, a little better than yours.
thank you. Gerald Quigley, House of Wellness. We'll do it again in a couple of weeks, Gerald.
See you, Tony.